American way.
Yes, mild-mannered reporter. Let's go to Metropolis, Illinois, where we've got Morgan Siebert, owner of the Superhero Museum. Hey, Morgan, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Thanks for joining us. That intro must be music to your ears.
Yeah, it brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I've heard it about a billion times, and I'm just thinking to myself, they really can't tell if it's a bird or a plane? I mean,
must be really high up there in the
that
sky.
Must be really I mean, okay, let's get literal about something that's not real, but okay, you could tell. Listen, this is a ridiculous argument. Okay, so you could see a plane, right? I mean, what if it's a bird?
Maybe it was moving so fast, though.
Oh, could be. Now, wait, that's true. Good point. Anyway, it's, you know, sometimes you can overthink things. It's really, it's National Superhero Day. So thank you for coming on to help us celebrate it. Now,
oh, yeah, no problem.
No, sure. The Metropolis, Illinois.
It's the official home of Superman.
Yes.
And I run the Super Museum there, and it's the world's largest collection of Superman.
And that I found out today that the actual Metropolis, Illinois newspaper is legitimately called the Daily Planet, right?
Well, it's the Metropolis Planet. We're a much smaller town than the fictional Metropolis, so we don't have news to make it daily.
But it does says planet. It does say Metropolis Planet.
Yes, it is the planet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. I mean, how many newspapers say planet? It's not like...
Oh, I don't know. I think
none.
We're the only one.
Right, exactly. And I took a look at it today, and apparently the Elks Club has installed new officers. So, you learn something new every day. Now, yes, in April 25th, 1972, the Illinois legislature passed Resolution 572, commending Metropolis for its Project Superman Community Program. And you really do have a couple of statues there, don't you? I mean, you've got at the museum.
We have the world's largest Superman statue right in our town square. It's across the street from our museum.
Yeah.
And then down the street, we have a Noelle Neal. She played the first Lois Lane in the live action. So we have a Lois Lane statue down the street. And then we have the world's largest kryptonite rock in town as well.
Well, I don't want to get too near that. Come on. And I was looking at
as long as you don't have any Kryptonian blood in your genealogy, you should be okay.
Okay. Well, I better get have a blood test before I come down. So, virtually every Superman toy ever produced is in your museum?
Yes. My dad started our museum. He collected for 65 years.
Wow.
And for the past 15 years, me and my husband have been running the museum. And sadly, my dad passed away back in December of last year. But we're carrying on the family business. It's something I really love to do. And with the new Superman movie coming out, the toy hunt is on for us. And we're looking for all the new toys from the new movie that's coming out.
You know, Superman is the gift that never stops giving. Seriously. I mean, founded it. Let's see. When did they do the first Superman? In
1938.
Okay.
Actually, he just celebrated a birthday on April 18th.
There you go. I rest my case. 1938 this starts. And coming up.
And he's the first superhero. Yeah.
Yes. And coming up, I think July something or other, there's a new Superman movie coming out, which.
Yeah, July 11th.
Which will also feature Crypto. I believe that's how you say his name. The Superdog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be his first time in a live-action film.
Oh, he
and he seems to be a big troublemaker from all the podcasts and things I've seen James Gunn talk about. He's inspired by his rescue dog.
You know, it's so great for you. I mean, you're ground zero for Superman anything. And, you say podcasts, and I don't care if it's a new movie or a podcast or something else. Any development in the Superman universe has to include Metropolis. I mean,
yeah, because that's where Superman lives. Yeah.
I mean, there's no way around it, which is like a never-ending, I was going to say revenue stream. I don't know how much money you get from it, but, I mean, there's a continued renewal of interest. Let's just put it that way. So, like,
Superman brings people hope. He stands for all things that are good. Yes. So coming to our museum, watching a Superman movie, that makes people happy. It brings them back to a part of their childhood. It makes them remember more innocent times. And we need that in the world.
No kidding. So you actually show films?
Sometimes. During the Superman celebration, we have every year, it's annually, the second weekend of June, we do a lot of different types of Superman-themed events. There's Superman Jeopardy, there's Stump the Superman Expert, there's costume contests. So there's all sorts of stuff going on. And at the museum, we try to do events throughout the year to bring people into town.
It's amazing that you have over 70,000 items of anything, but 70,000 items that are all Superman related. That's
Over the past 80 years, he's been on everything.
That's true.
There's been Superman peanut butter, vitamins, pretzels. I just shared a post yesterday, Superman cheese.
Superman cheese?
And in all the video games, every console from Atari forward, there's been, an adaptation of Superman.
That is amazing. What are your hours and days that you're open there?
We're open every day of the week from 8 to 6.
Wow.
And then we extend our hours during the summertime, and we're open until people stop coming in. So sometimes we don't get home till 8 or 9 at night, but you got to be there whenever people show up. And
7 days
summer
a week
is a busy time.
7 days a week—that's dedication. Wow.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
If people want to, do you just show up and come in, or do you have to book a time, or how does that work?
Yeah, you just show up and come in. Outside is the Superman statue. So mostly we get a lot of visitors that are stopping from the interstate just to take a picture with the Superman statue, just learning about us.
Right.
And then they happen upon us on their road trip. So we get a lot of families traveling, for the summer, spring break, holiday season.
Yeah, it's coming up. Get ready.
Yep.
It's going to be busy.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Well, Morgan.
We really kick off for Memorial Day weekend, and then it's busy from summer until Labor Day.
Wow. Well, thanks for being with us, Morgan, and I hope you have a very successful, and I'm sure you will, Superman summer.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Anytime. Morgan Siebert, owner of the Superhero Museum in Metropolis, Illinois.